Sugianto welcomed Fijian Prime Minister Sipi Veni Rabuga at Merdeka Palace, marking over 50 years of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Fiji. The visit featured a ceremonial welcome, bilateral discussions on education, agriculture, and defense cooperation, and an invitation for Fijian youth to pursue studies in Indonesia. President Prabowo emphasized the shared challenge faced by both island nations, including climate change and rising sea level, and reaffirmed Indonesia's commitment to non-alignment and global geopolitics. Banten provincial government inaugurated the Trans-Jabodetabek S61 route connecting Alam Sutera and South Tangerang to Blok M in South Jakarta. Spanning 59.7 kilometers with 26 stops, the journey takes approximately 95 minutes during peak traffic hours. The service operates 60 times daily with 24 buses, offering a flat fare of 3,500 rupiah per trip to encourage public transportation use and alleviate congestion. And that was the news. Here with me, Ray and
Unika.
So, Unika, in this morning talk, we've been chatting around behind the mic.
Yeah, that's right.
And like any preparations that we do, especially we are approaching the start of the weekend. Any plans for you to go outside?
Actually, I have a plan to go to Bandung.
Bandung?
Yes. To accompany my sister because she just got accepted to one of the universities there. So we had to find kos-kosan.
Kos-kosan.
Also just let her be familiar with the places that she would be in the future. So yeah, I think that's my plan. How about you, Ray? What's your weekend?
Yeah, for me, this weekend I would like to make some projects with my friends.
Oh, what kind of project?
It's a video project. Then maybe you can see if you want to just follow my Instagram account.
That's true.
And yeah, I've been planning to make some projects and just basically hang out with my friends.
Yeah, it's very fun. You're doing projects, but also at the same time you're hanging out with your friends.
Indeed.
Yeah, I love that.
Especially if you can make that hangout into a job, that would be better.
That would be better, a lot better.
Indeed. So, dear listener, speaking of talking and going around, here is Beraswara with Bahas Bahasa.
Which is around 20
Accompanied by a The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as gumpo planet, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gumpo as rice meatball, because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gumpo comes from the word jumpo, because it uses the fingers. Sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of ice gumbo planet, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Oh,
Kedakanga is a place
where Muslims like to worship the idols. The graves have levels. The center circle is a stone monument called Musu Mase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. The open offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky, and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Musalaki in the temple center called Pusenwa in Hebrew language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Musalaki get bound up in gami gams, the complicated Ngolamba traditional music, to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Sahoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolokopo traditional village, a traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, this information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Here with me, Ray and
Unica.
And the listener, for those of you who want to send your critics, message, and also information,
please, please, please contact us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, VOI_official, TikTok, VOI_official.
And also, if you want to send it more professionally, you can send it through our email address in voilisteners@gmail.com, and also our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130. And also, our admin and our WhatsApp account will immediately respond to you. So make sure to send all your message to us in Voice of Indonesia.
Two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent